الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم اغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع مجيب الدعوات أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم محمد رسول الله والذين آمنوا معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم صدق الله العلي العظيم حاضرين الكرام honorable brothers and sisters we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this day of Jummah another day of Jummah in our lives and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to spend this day properly. The day of Jummah is a very precious and a very blessed day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings, for neglect of this day. So many Jummahs have already come and gone, and perhaps we did not fulfill the haqq of this beautiful day of Jummah. Maulana Shafi Akalwaya has informed me that one of our great elders, one of our senior ulama, who is well known to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Maulana Abrarul Haq, passed away. We say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He was the sheikh and the khalifa of Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib and one of our great elders. Inshallah, after Jummah Salat, we remember him in dua and remember our brothers, Muslims, and our Muslim brothers and Muslim sisters, inshallah, after Salat, inshallah. Today, if we can discuss a little bit about how Muslims should behave to each other, social life of a Muslim, which is so lacking in the Ummah in these days, and you would notice that. We see a deterioration amongst the brothers, a deterioration even in love, in sympathy, that the love that existed in the Ummah way back in the 60s or in the 70s in this country, that love is not here. And we have become fragmented and split up into different firqas and groups, and we are missing the haqiqat and the reality of deen, which inshallah tonight one of our visiting guests from India, Mufti Khalil, the principal of a madrasa in India, in Gujarat, will be lecturing to us tonight on the topic of haqiqatul deen, the reality of deen. Sometimes we think we understand what is deen, and we think that deen is only connected to the masjid. Deen is only connected to salat. Deen is only connected to hajj or fasting in Ramadan or any one of the five fundamental pillars. These are just basics, fundamentals. But deen is a whole complete house. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give us the reality of this hadith which I am about to quote today, inshallah. I am sure you have heard this hadith before. But innama al-ilmu bit-taqrar. Ilm only comes through repetition. The more you hear something, the more you repeat it, the more you talk about it, the more you remember it, and the more the haqiqat and reality of it comes into our hearts. And we can only say we know a hadith when we have learnt that hadith, put it into amal, into practice, understood it, and propagated it to others. The hadith, many of you have heard it before, but because of the subject matter, which is so important, coming from the lips of Sarkari do Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Kaunain, about how we should live with each other, we quote it again today, inshallah. The hadith has been reported by Imam Muslim. And the rawi of the hadith is Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من نفس عن مؤمن قربة من قرب الدنيا. Anybody who removes a calamity, a distress from the anxieties, the sorrows, the calamities of this world, and the Mullah Ali Al-Qari in his book Al-Mirqat has written, Qurbatan ay walaw haqiratan. Even though this calamity which is affecting your Muslim brother or sister is haqira, it is small. It seems to be insignificant. For example, huzn, he has some type of sadness. You see your brother in grief. You see your sister in grief. Or some anxiety, worry, concern, or some shiddah, some distress, whatever it may be. Walau haqira, even though it may be small, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man nafasa an mu'minin, whoever removes from a believer qurbatan, a calamity, a distress, a sorrow, min qurabi dunya, from the calamities and the anxieties of this world, what will Allah do in return for that? Nafasallahu anhu Qurbatan min qurabi yawmil qiyamah. Then on the day of Qiyamah, on that day in which there will be bigger calamities, oh, subhanallah, which is the day of dreadful events. It is a very horrific scene, the manzar of Qiyamah, the ahwal and the frightening events of Qiyamah. On that day, Allah is going to remove a difficulty from you. You remove the small one, haqira. But on that day, Allah, inshallah, will remove a big difficulty. Yani qurbatan azimatan, a huge, great calamity. Allah will remove that from you. Min qurabi yawm al-qiyamah, from the calamities of the day of Qiyamah. In return for what? For not passing your brother straight. Not passing your sister straight. Sometimes, as I said, we only connect Islam with salat and masjid. Mashallah, that is good. But that is not all. A worry, a care, a concern, a love, a mahabbat, sympathy. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man la yurham, man la yurham." Anybody who does not show mercy, la yurham, mercy will not be shown to him. And sometimes we think that we are so pious and so righteous, but we don't care about anybody else. Ponder well upon this hadith. Man nafasa am mu'minin qurbatan min qurabi dunya. Anybody removes the calamity, even though it may be a small calamity, from the calamities of this world, nafasa Allahu anhu qurbatan min qurabi yawm al-qiyamah. Allah is going to remove from him a great difficulty from the difficulties of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُوسِرٍ. And anyone who deals in a soft, easy way with somebody who is in difficulty, somebody who is hard-pressed, somebody who is living on the straitened, narrowed circumstances, financially he's not well off. مَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُوسِرٍ. Whoever does taysir, the mu'amala, the transaction of easiness with a person who's in difficulty. Again, Hazrat Mullah Ali Al-Qari mentions, for example, you are the creditor and you have loaned some money to somebody and the time is up for him to pay you. He's fakir, he's not so good, he's not so well off. But what you do is you give him al-imhal, you give him some time, some respite, and says, "Listen, I know you were supposed to pay back that money in 1 year time. I see your condition, I give you 2 years." That is taysir. He is dealing easily with his brother who is in a difficult situation. Or bi iskati ba'dhihi, or by dropping off some of the debt. "I know you owe me $1,000, but I see your condition, my brother. Just pay me back $500. Or bi iskati kullihi, or by removing and wiping out the whole debt and saying, "It's okay, you don't have to pay me back." For a simple worldly act like this in this dunya, a simple act of this in this dunya, مَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُوسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah will have an easy muamala with him. Allah will make things easy with him and deal easily and softly with him in this life and in the next life. And these are, subhanallah, secrets. Secrets. We are all going to face the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment, where the ahwal, the dreadful events are going to be so much. And because of not passing your brother straight or your sister straight, removing some anxiety and sorrow from the ummah, from someone of the ummah, Allah relieves a big calamity from you on the day of Qiyamah, from the calamities of the day of Qiyamah. And because of not pressing your brother, not being too firm and harsh on him, doing taysir, a muamala of yusr, a transaction of ease with your brother, by allowing him some more time to pay you back, by dropping off part of the debt or even the whole debt, yassara Allahu alayhi fi dunya wal akhirah, Allah will make things easy for him in this life as well as in the next life. Muslims, how we should deal with each other, social life. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَن سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا, anybody who hides and conceals the faults of his Muslim brother or sister, سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, Allah will conceal his faults in this life and the next life. But on the contrary, what is the hal of the ummah today? May Allah forgive. We are full of gossip, backbiting, slandering, scandalizing. Sometimes there may be a problem. We speak about it to the right people with the niyat of Islam and correction, alhamdulillah. But we go about place to place, calling people, what is one, that one, making a little group, saying things, scandalizing, slandering the name of your Muslim brother, your Muslim sister, backbiting them, exposing faults, and sometimes even lying about them, slandering. You are exposing yourself by doing that to the wrath of Allah. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if such people should come to you and want to have you sit with them to listen to these type of talks and backbiting and exposure of faults and whatever it may be, tell them, says, listen, my ears are not for this. Assalamu alaikum. Stop this. And do not entertain it. Do not become part of that statement that birds of a feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together. That if you are seen in such gatherings and such people are doing that and you are with them, you become just like them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sattar. And what it does, my dear brothers and sisters, it brings a sense of pride to the person who is the exposer, the one who is the backbiter. It brings a sense of pride to him that ana khayrun minhu, I am better than him. So by revealing the faults of a Muslim sister, of a Muslim brother, backbiting, slandering, scandalizing, indirectly one is telling himself that I am better than him, I am a muttaqi, so and so and so. Na'udhu billah khudana khasta. Allah's name is As-Sattar, the one who covers, the one who conceals. And Allah has concealed so many of our mistakes during the day and during the night. And we hope that on the day of Qiyamah that Allah will conceal our faults and call us behind a curtain. Just present our amal al-ard on that day of Qiyamah, hisaban yasira, and say, enter Jannah without any hisab. Man, my dear brothers and sisters, not me, but our leader, our chief, our Sayyid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling us, man satara musliman, whoever covers up the faults of a Muslim, satara Allah, satarahu Allah, Allah is going to conceal his faults, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this life, as well as in the next life. But Qudana Qasta, a man chooses to do the opposite, then Allah is going to disgrace him and degrade him in this world, so much so that he is disgraced in his very own house. And a worse disgrace occurs on the day of Qiyamah. I have heard from my ustaz, my asatiza in India, that if you backbite, scandalize the name of a person, and you attribute some fault or sin to a person which he may or may not have done, and if even he did it and he made tawbah from it, then the punishment for that is Allah puts you in that very same sin before you die. Qudana qasta ma'adallah. You are telling people that this man is drinking wine, this man is a drunkard. Perhaps he may have drunk wine, but long ago, moons, weeks, rains ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him because Allah is Tawwab. And yet you are still going around saying that. Then the azab is so great that Allah makes you drink wine before you die and make you become a drunkard. Na'udhu billah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا. Anybody who conceals the faults of a Muslim, سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah will conceal his faults in this life and in the next life. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ. And Allah continues to be in the khidmat, service and assistance of a slave. Allah continues to help a slave. مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. As long as that slave of Allah is in the service of his brother. If we want Allah to help us, let's help each other. Help each other. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ. Allah is in the nusrat, in the assistance, in the khidmat of a servant. مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. As long as that slave is in the service and assistance of his brother. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا. And anybody who traverses a path, يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا. Seeking ilm on that path. Anybody who traverses a path, seeking ilm and knowledge on that path, سَحَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Allah will make a pathway easy for him to go to the Jannah. So many brothers and sisters go to Darul Uloom or Darul Uloom of Trinidad and Tobago, to maktabs, madrasas, to classes. There is a tafsir class here even every Monday night. MashaAllah, brothers come from different parts, journeying, going out. The Rasul alayhi salam, Imam, the Sahibul Mishkat, the author of Mishkat, Sheikh Waliyuddin Rahimahullah, has brought this hadith under Kitabul Ilm. Because ala ilmu qabla al amal, Imam al-Bukhari alayhi rahmah has put a bab in his book, ala ilmu qabla al amal, that you must have knowledge before you could do practice, before you could make amal. If you don't know, then how can you make amal? So to know about our social life, our mu'asharat, to even be aware of this hadith, how Allah can remove a difficulty from us in the next life, a big difficulty, how Allah could deal with us in a nice, easy way in this life and the next life. How would we like Allah to cover up our faults here in the next life? You must have ilm for that, then you can make amal and practice. So mashallah, the Rasul is encouraging us that to continue your learning. Never close the doors of learning. Never walk away from the majalis of ilm. Never walk away from the majalis of fiqh and masail. And mashallah, every Friday night here in this masjid, before the bayan, the nasihat, the dars, the tafsir starts, we have about 15 minutes of basic fiqh classes. Once a person mentioned to me that he did not understand a class that went on that night. I personally went to the one who had delivered the dars on that night and I said, do over the class for me please. Because one brother did not understand it. Do it over for me. And he came back next week and did over the entire class, step by step, because we want people to learn the masail. Basic masail. So my dear brothers and sisters, these are the majalis of ilm that the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam stood for. He came for. Do not walk away from it. Do not turn your backs on it. Ma'ad Allah. Otherwise, Qudana Kasta, Allah may make the pathway difficult towards Jannah. Go deep down into the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salaka tariqan, anybody who traverses a path. Like even on Friday night tonight, a person takes another bath, puts on his clothes, and he's leaving his house. He's coming to hear some masail. If 10 masalas are spoken about on a Friday night, and you only learn one masala, you have still learned one more masala. Your knowledge is enriched by even one masala. Forget he may have spoken about 10 things, but you only get one. Alhamdulillah. When you don't come, you don't get none. Man salaka tariqan. Anybody who traverses a path, yaltamisu fihi ilma, seeking knowledge on that path. Sahalallahu lahu bihi tariqan ilal jannah. For his traversing that path, Allah will make easy for him a tariq and a roadway towards the Jannah. MashaAllah. Then the Prophet ﷺ is now telling us about the virtues and the excellence of the halkas of ta'aleem, the halkas of Quran, the virtues and excellence of the madrasas, places where ilm and knowledge is being disseminated. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, listen. Majtama qawmun fi baytim min buyutillah. No people, no community will come together and assemble in any house from the houses of Allah. Doing what? Yatluna kitab Allah. Reciting the book of Allah. وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ and doing dars of it amongst themselves. No community or people will come together in a house from the houses of Allah. يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ reciting the book of Allah, Quran, tafsir, dars, ilm, ta'aleem. وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ and doing dars of it. Doing dars of it among themselves. Except that you know what's going to happen to those people who are seated in the masjid, who are in the halkas of ta'aleem, who are in the halkas of Quran, those boys who are doing hifz and who are the huffaz boys, people who are in madrasa and madrasas, people who are in circles of ilm, what is going to happen? They will not do that except what's going to happen to them? Illa nazalat alayhim sakina, except that sakina descends upon them. That special rahmat of Allah, that special mercy, which brings tranquility, sukoon, chain. And the world is suffering from stress today. It's the biggest killer, the biggest disease, stress, which brings about other diseases. Stress. But what did the Rasul alayhi salam said? By sitting down and partaking of this ilm and this knowledge and dars and tadris and tafsir, what's going to happen? You will not do that except nazalat alayhim sakina. Sakina is going to descend upon such a gathering. You get peace of mind, tranquility. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ and the mercy of Allah is going to cover them. غَشِيَ يَغْشَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى by the night when it envelops, when it covers. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ and mercy is going to cover them, the mercy of Allah. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ and the angels will surround them, will encircle them. That is why our akabir have told us that the ta'lim in the house is so important. The ta'lim in the house is so important. And the ta'lim, if you have a nursing baby, a suckling baby, even bring that baby within the halqa of ta'lim, so that they can rub shoulders with the angels. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ and the angels surround them. And not only that, but Allah will speak highly of such a gathering. Call you by your names. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ and Allah will make mention of those people who are in such a majlis and gathering. He will make mention of them to those who are with him, that is the malaika. And he's saying, look, Saeed, Abdurrahman, Zaid, they are in a majlis of ilm and knowledge. They have traversed a path for knowledge. They are listening to Quran. They are reciting Quran, doing dars, seeking ilm. They have that zeal. Allah speaks about them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ and then the last part of the hadith, pay attention well. Rasul alayhi salam said, وَمَنْ بَطَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ anybody whose actions and amal retards from the way of progress, in other words, he doesn't do much actions. He doesn't perform salat. He doesn't do zikr. He doesn't traverse a path for ilm and knowledge. Doesn't sit down in a halqa of ta'lim. He walks away from the ta'lim. Walks away on the majalis of ilm. He has closed the doors to learning. He does not remove any difficulty, tanfis, from his mu'min brother. He does not deal easily with his brother, but he suppresses them. He, on the other hand, does not conceal and try to make peace amongst brothers, but he spreads fitna and mischief. He doesn't do actions. So by not doing actions, he is retarded. He has regressed. He is far from the rahmat of Allah. He has gone far back. So the Prophet ﷺ said, وَمَنْ بَطَّعَ بِهِ أَمَلُهُ. Anyone whose actions, lack of actions, lack of amal, retards and keeps back, لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. His nasab is not going to put him forward. His lineage, his khandan, royalty. I am from a rich family. I am from noble blood. My father was an emperor, a sultan. I am from a khandan of doctors and lawyers and teachers. If you fail to do good actions, and because of your failure to do actions, that has retarded you and put you back, لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. His nasab, his khandan, his lineage, family background, because he's from a high family and a big house, that is not going to push him forward. That is not going to quicken him, quicken up his pace on the path of progress and qurb towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, this is al-fiqhu fi deen. This is understanding of deen. Inshallah, for further tafsir on this, and for a greater understanding of the reality and the haqiqat of deen, because sometimes we think deen is just about masjid and salat, and we forget about all these social aspects and all these things which the Sahaba lived and demonstrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was watching them, said, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ وَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. And those who have iman, who are with him, they are very firm towards the kuffar, who are hostile towards Islam. But they are رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, very merciful to themselves. مَلَّا يَرْحَمْ. Anybody who does not show raham and mercy, la yurham, he will, mercy will not be shown to him. May Allah give you and me the tawfiq, inshallah, to understand this, to practice it, and to convey it to others. And inshallah, tonight, Mufti Khalil will elaborate more upon the haqiqat and the reality of deen. Try to bring somebody and be present here tonight. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.